Today on 5-Minute Monday, we'll talk about why it's smart to make relevant episodes around the holidays. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast all in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. And when you're coming up with ideas and topics to cover on your podcast, a really good question to ask yourself is, what does my audience want to hear? What kinds of things does my audience and my listeners want me to talk about? And one of the easiest ways to communicate that not only that you know what they need, you know what they want, but that you are indeed one of them is to do some research and figure out what dates, events, or holidays really matter to your listeners and create specific episodes around those things. This is content that is relevant at the time that you publish it, and that content is easily shareable and can help you grow your podcast audience just by giving your listeners an opportunity to share something timely with their friends that are also potential listeners for your podcast. So we're releasing this the day before Christmas, and so Christmas is a really easy example. And so I want to break down different kinds of podcasts and how they could leverage Christmas to serve their audience. So if you have a shopping podcast, then you might make an episode about where to find the best deals because you know that a certain subset of your listeners are doing Christmas shopping. If you have a Christian or church podcast, then make an episode about why Jesus' birth is significant for Christians because they're going to be looking for that content around this time of year. You want to be the place that they go. If you have a cooking podcast, then you can make an episode about what you're making for your Christmas meal with a link to your recipes to not only be there present in the moment with your listeners, but also give them a way to interact with you on a more tangible level after they are done listening. And then going beyond Christmas, just thinking about the rest of the year, what events or conventions are important to your audience, right? If you have a movie review podcast, then you want to create an episode where you talk about the new trailers that dropped at the most recent Comic-Con. Your listeners are interested. Your listeners want to know. And so you can be that source of information for them by making a special episode about Comic-Con. If you have a trail running podcast, talk about the results of the latest ultramarathon race. If you have a politics podcast, talk about the recent election results in whatever country you happen to be based in. So think through what events or conventions are important to my audience so that way you can create timely, relevant content to serve them. And even think about holidays that are relevant to your audience. So these don't just have to be major holidays, right? If you have a food podcast and it's National Cheeseburger Day, make an episode around National Cheeseburger Day. And if you have a Star Wars podcast, then you want to make an episode on May 4th, which is the internationally recognized Star Wars Day. So these are just some examples, but in the end, you want to create relevant content that your audience will love. And when you know the important dates, events, and holidays that your audience celebrates, then coming up with really awesome episode ideas becomes really easy. Do you need some extra help with your podcast? Maybe you have a question that you just haven't found a good answer for yet. Well, the Buzzsprout podcast community over on Facebook is a fantastic place to find answers and to get the help that you need to make your podcast as excellent as possible. So if you haven't joined that group yet, if you're not a member yet, just click on the link in the show notes for this episode and ask to join. That is it for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.